There he goes, Tennessee. Get him. Got him. Dead center. That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed. Deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Tennessee discovers a plot to overthrow the United States government by reviving the war between the states, and heads for Sonora to warn the sheriff of the impending national peril. But on the way, he comes across two suspicious-looking characters driving a heavily loaded wagon. And when Squint and Pharaoh, the two shifty-eyed characters, give evasive answers to his questions, Tennessee rips aside the tarpaulin covering the wagon's cargo and sees a great store of guns and ammunition stolen from the government, obviously for the purpose of renewing the war between the states. Stunned by the discovery, Tennessee is caught off guard momentarily.
Get him, Pharaoh!
Nice work, Pharaoh. That Tennessee just turned at the right time for your gun butt to connect just right with his skull.
Yes, Squint. This here hombre knows too much. Maybe so, it'd be a good idea if he never comes to.
Yeah, there's plenty of Jaspers like to be in our shoes right now, Pharaoh.
Yes, Squint. Because the easiest way to kill a man like Tennessee is when he's asleep. Or like he is now, unconscious.
Oh, use your head, Pharaoh. Tennessee owned up, you know, about Nick Dalton's plan for starting war between the states all over again, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, Squint. I get you now. We can't afford to have nobody knowing Nick Dalton's plans for taking over the United States government.
Right you are, Pharaoh. So he loads his here unconscious Tennessee in the wagon and takes him to Nick Dalton at the hideout. Once Dalton turns the rat loose on Tennessee, he'll talk plenty fast.
He sure will, Squint. I'd hate to have the rat a-working my carcass over.
Yeah. I have this rat up at that Tennessee and then load him into the wagon. Nick Dalton's going to be mighty glad to see this here hombre.
Yeah, mighty glad to see him. And after he's done his talking, mighty glad to kill him.
So Tennessee's life is to be spared only so he can be forced to admit to this Nick Dalton, who else besides himself knows of the plot to take over the United States government. We'll learn the location of Dalton's hideout in just 1 minute. You like to make the honor roll and star at sports in the gym. We all do. And we should all remember that to star at anything, we must keep strong with the right food. That's one big reason more girls and fellas than ever are teaming up with Tip Top. Fact is, Tip Top bread gives you vitamins and minerals to help keep you full of pep. Plus, more energy by the ounce than most meats. And so many Tennessee Jet followers look for Tip Top on their bread tray because it's a heap more fun to eat. A special way of baking that's like the way our grandmothers made bread gives each creamy, tender mouthful all the rich, sweet flavor of the wheat. At your food store, pick up the Red Star End wrapper for today's better bread. That's Enriched Tip Top. Oh, today. As the heavily laden wagon creaks toward the outlaw hideout, Tennessee's captors continue discussing his date with death.
Squint, reckon how many others besides Tennessee knows of Nick Dalton's plan for starting a war between the states again and taking over the United States government.
What difference it make how many Tennessee's told? You know what happens to them and gets wind of or interferes with Dalton's plan to run this here country?
Hey, bud!
Supposing Tennessee won't talk.
Don't you worry your head about that, Pharaoh. You've seen the rat working over a carcass. You think any man's fool enough to keep his mouth shut with the rat working on him?
No, Squint. The way that filthy little varmint works, nobody could keep from hollering.
Not even Tennessee. As soon as he names all them who he's told about Dalton's plan for taking over the United States, he gets a halo gratis.
Think our hog-tied passengers coming, too.
Hands must be asleep. There's no feeling in them. They's tired. Who done?
Oh, but
we did, Tennessee. And your feet, too.
Squint. Pharaoh. Now I remember. You conked me over the head with a coat handle.
Yeah, that's right, Tennessee. You see, hombre, you knows just a mite too much about Nick Dalton's plan for taking over United States.
I know something about him, Squint, but not near as much as I'm gonna know before I gets through.
You're through now, Tennessee, so ask any questions you like.
Yeah, Tennessee. You ain't got much long to live. Not after Nick Dalton gets through with you.
So that's where you're taking me, huh? To palaver with Nick Dalton.
Yeah, Tennessee. And as soon as Dalton has palaver with you, he's having you killed.
That all depends, Pharaoh. You're getting me to Dead Man's Plateau first. And I just might have a heap to say about whether I goes there or no.
Listen to him, Squint. Him trussed up like a bacon hen and telling us he's likely not to go clear the Dead Man's Plateau.
Hit that, Buck!
Tennessee had better have a heap to say about whether he will be carried all the way to Dead Man's Plateau. If he but knew what sort of a ruthless gent this Nick Dalton is, he'd try everything in the book to escape from his captors, Squint and Pharaoh. As we'll see by peeking in at the hideout where Dalton is giving his men a tongue-lashing.
I don't need one word out of you men. I'll do the talking. So, one of you weak-spined jellyfish figures on taking my place, do you? Which one is it? Well, speak up. Rat, hand me that bullwhip.
Oh, please, Dalton. Don't whip the poor devil. That bullwhip hurts. Let me just kill him off. Dalton.
Shut up. Hand me my bullwhip.
Sure, Dalton, sure. Yeah. But killing don't hurt near so bad as that bullwhip.
You men have seen this bullwhip before. Must I use it to get an answer to my question? How about it? Limp Walker.
Me, Dalton? Limp Walker figuring on taking your place? Not limp.
Answer me, Walker. Where'd you get the idea you were smart enough to renew the war between the states, then take over the government in Washington? Answer me, you fool.
You got it wrong, Dalton. Limp Walker ain't given to such ideas.
Liar!
Please, Dalton, lay over that bullwhip. I've seen you work it. I know you can cut a hombre to ribbons with it.
I only use this whip on traitors to our cause, Walker.
I wouldn't let you down, Dalton. I swear I wouldn't.
You're a very bad liar, Walker. 3 days ago, you were in Sonora's Gunsight Saloon. Does that help your memory any?
Well, sure, Dalton. I was in the Gunsight, but I darn sure wasn't plotting against you.
You were talking to three other men. Men I sent to San Antonio to round up more recruits. You'd never seen them before, but they looked tough. You offered to let them write their own ticket if they'd help you kill me off and back you to run the show.
I was only kidding, Dalton. Limp Walker never meant no harm. Why, it's just a great big joke.
Walker, do you know what happens to those who interfere with or betray my plan for taking over the United States?
Oh, no. No, Dalton. I'm begging you. Don't turn the rat loose on me. I'll do anything. I swear it. Please, Dalton. On my knees, I'm asking you.
Don't get upset, Walker. Oh. Rat won't hurt you a bit. Getting killed way I does the job don't hurt a mite.
Oh, no, Rat, no, please, I'm begging you.
All right, Rat, you can have your fun. Kill him.
Gee, Dalton, gee, you mean it? Now? Thanks, Dalton. It were a beautiful job, weren't it?
This here situation is the worst in all creation, and the fate of our great nation is hanging by a string.
So, this vicious, unfeeling man is Nick Dalton, the man to whom Tennessee is being taken. We'll learn more about Dalton, his vicious killer rat, and their plans for Tennessee in just 60 seconds. Let's go on a picnic, neighbor. Where? Why, right at your own old homestead. Yep, round up the gang and make camp in the kitchen. Light your fire in the oven. Lay strips of bacon and cheese on genuine tip-top bread. Pop on the grill and you're all set. And then are you set for keen eating? For Tip Top has something no other bread has. Yes, sir, neighbor, it's baked by a special Tip Top method that gives it a rich, wheaty flavor as delicious as homemade and makes each bite so smooth it fairly melts on your tongue. Try it and see for yourself. And each slice of Tip Top bread is enriched with vitamins and food iron to meet Uncle Sam's own high standards. Look for the stars for better bread tonight. It sure is tip-top. Let's learn more of this deadly character, Dalton, and his bloodthirsty killer, Rat, before whom Tennessee will soon be brought.
Two of you men see to it that Limp Walker's buried. Let his death be a final warning to all who disobey or plot against me.
Dalton, he's bound to be somebody else who needs killing.
You may be right, Rat. I can see Squint and Pharaoh with a wagon down on the plains below here. And it seems they're bringing a prisoner with them.
A prisoner? Up here atop Dead Man's Plateau? How come?
Probably the prisoner, whoever he is, has stumbled onto my plan to revive the war between the states and take over the government.
You can't have that, Dalton. Hombres would find out your plans. He's gotta be killed. You said so yourself. Now, didn't you?
Yes, Rat. You better get ready for more business. Squint and Pharaoh will arrive with their prisoner any minute now.
And we know that prisoner is Tennessee. Just like we know now how Rat delights in killing. This is Layman Cameron Gang asking you to be sure to listen again tomorrow at this same time to the next exciting chapter in the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. Remember, get smoother tip-top bread enriched with vitamins. Look for the stars on the wrapper for tip-top.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.